AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Gas prices are starting to go down, as President Biden says they may go down even more. Speaking to reporters in Delaware, the president says he's thinking about a federal gas tax holiday.
Well, I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
It could save Americans as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. Prices, meantime, have dipped for the first time in 9 weeks. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
It's a good news, bad news story when it comes to the price of gas. The good news? The average is below $5 a gallon at $4.97. The bad news, says GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan.
The concern being that a jump in interest rates could cause the economy to slow down or to tip into recession. And it's that fear that's driving oil lower.
So that could mean prices will continue to fall.
It's possible. The national average could fall another 10 to 20 cents a gallon between now and July 4, should things go right.
GasBuddy.com says we're still paying $1.92 per gallon more than we were a year ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office announced his weakened coalition will be disbanded and the country will head to new elections in October or November. The Taliban says they've released several British citizens who've been detained in Afghanistan after an agreement was reached between the two countries. Coronavirus vaccine has started arriving in some states for children 5 and under after recent approval by the government. President Biden also explained why he fell off his bike over the weekend in Delaware.
I was getting off the bike. It got stuck on the right side. And I fell, in case you didn't notice.
Let's get that you're okay.
I was fine.
Federal officials say most of Yellowstone National Park should reopen within the next 2 weeks after record floods pounded the region in Montana. This is AP News. France is dealing with the aftermath of an election that did not produce a straight majority for the president.
Emmanuel Macron was reelected in May, but many French voters in Sunday's parliamentary election opted for far-right or far-left candidates, depriving the president's centrist group of 44 seats he needed to secure an absolute majority and implement his agenda without bargaining. The leftist coalition secured 131 seats, while Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally got 89 seats. Le Pen described Macron as a minority president and her party's extraordinary surge as a seismic event. Ipsos France political analyst Brice Tenturier describes the results as the desire of the French people to rebalance the presidential election and impose some constraints on Macron. I'm Jennifer King.
Hong Kong's iconic jumbo floating restaurant has capsized in the South China Sea, less than a week after it was towed away from the city. No one was injured. Efforts to save the vessel failed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.